WMFO in Medford.
On a hook, bird on a wire. Let me stand before the truth, girl. Five, cuz keep it happening. had an arrow for the fail, so he shot. Made me want it how I want it, but the fire's damn hot. Too hot to hold, too damn good to fold. I gotta tell you how I tell you, so my love be told. For the old school, new school, come on.
Bob your head to the mid school.
It's an old school, new school, come on.
Bob your head to the mid school.
For the old school, new school.
Even in between school, what you gonna do?
When you get out of law school.
For the old school,
let's go.
Even in between school, what you gonna do?
When you get out of law school.
Easy and quotes, and love my curly race. Qualified for this deviation. Now I lose myself in you. Yes, I lose myself in you. Yeah, yeah. Walk on. I lose myself in you.
Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Saturday. Welcome to paradise. A gunshot rings out at the station. Another urchin snaps and left it on his own. It makes me wonder why I'm still here. But some strange dreams and it's now feeling like I am. And I'm never gonna go. Welcome to
you're tuned into WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening our theme, well, it's the Welcome Back to School special. And we began the set that you just heard a way while back with Blink 182. And going away to college. And then some Persian pop music with Sandy. Welcome to Abaddon. And I got that through my friend Milad. who, as it turns out, acquired that from the Persian1.com website. And then we heard from Steely Dan, My Old School, which is actually a song about, well, going to college and getting busted for drugs. It was actually a real story about Bard College, where both Donald Fagen and Walter Becker were students. And G. Gordon Liddy, infamously later associated with Watergate, he was the prosecutor in that case. And, well, it resulted in, as the singer vows, he's never going back to the college, at least until California tumbles into the sea. And it also had Jeff Baxter on lead guitar. He's a, well, he's quite a character, Jeff Skunk Baxter. And besides being an incredible lead guitarist, he's also worked as a defense consultant, and he chaired a congressional advisory board on missile defense. Say what we will about that, but he's certainly a smart guy as well as an incredible lead guitar player. Then we heard from The Police and a very live version of Don't Stand So Close to Me. A high school teacher and his young student, as Sting was a high school teacher. And sure, art gets inspired by real life, right? And then the Canadian Sound Collective, Brand Van 3000. And there was a real sound collage in one song for you, 2 minutes and 47 seconds, Old School, from their Glee album. And then a song going out to DJ Easy Ed, who turned me on to Don Willis there, Boppin' High School Baby. Pretty heavy on the reverb and the slap echo there, I'd say. But that's the ambiance of the song. And then Otsko from Shonen Knife very kindly doing a show ID there, which has found its way into to other things here around WMFO, like a Shonen Knife Station ID, yeah. And we finished with Green Day and Welcome to Paradise. And right now, we've got another song from that Letters from Iraq CD I mentioned in the last break by Rahim Alhaj, which was very kindly lent to me by Joanne Kesey. This is Eastern Love, Letter One, actually. And as I mentioned, this is quite the 21st century CD art project. Besides having 8 songs adapted from letters from people in war-torn Iraq, it's also got a nice full-color booklet with information in both English and Arabic, as well as pictures in color, yes. Well, we've got a little over 40 minutes left in this show, and I'll give you just a little heads up that Savoir Faire will not be coming in this evening. Some unexpected events came up. But it's his birthday, so no bad event, nothing to worry about. But that's what's going on here. I'll update you as we get closer to see if there's a human hole be coming in. But I think for right now, what we're going to do is start off another set of music as we continue to bring you this Welcome Back to School special. And we're going to start off this next set with the Stone Temple Pilots. And we're also going to be hearing from a local band, Land of the Loops, a Pink Floyd cover from Floyd Hand. And Marcy Playground, Pizzicato 5, and John 5. But here's the Stone Temple Pilots, Art School Girl, at WMFO. and Medford. Tufts Free Form Radio.
I got a girlfriend, she goes to art school. I got an art school girlfriend, yeah. I got a girlfriend, she got a girlfriend. We got a girlfriend, and she gotta go. She left her home from sweet Alabama, rose Alabama for the city, New York City, yeah. She left her home from sweet Alabama, rose Alabama for the city, New York City.
I do it in probable times, 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 I do it in probable times.
I got a girlfriend, she goes to parties, underground parties in a Warhol everywhere. She wears the leather, I wear the makeup. We'll never break up, been together for a month. She left her home from sweet Alabama, Rose Alabama for the city, New York City, yeah. She left her home from sweet Alabama, Rose Alabama for the city.
Over at his friend Wyatt's house.
Soiree, what?
Soiree, honey, I think that means, party. Party. You know, there's gonna be sex, drugs, rock and roll, chips, dips, chains, whips. You know, your basic high school orgy type of thing. I mean, I'm not talking candle wax on the nipples or witchcraft or anything like that. No, 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 no. Just a couple of hundred kids running around in their underwear, acting like complete animals.
Yeah.
Am I accepted?
Oh, yeah, I'd say you're accepted.
When some outrager tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state. So be true to your school.
What's your rally for?
Oh, we're protesting the school for investing its money in socially irresponsible companies such as Hey Kid Tobacco, Thunder Horse Wine Coolers, and the Catholic Church.
Audrey, you're a high school girl. I'm an agent of the FBI.
So do you want me to leave or what?
Thank you, Lisa. That was a revealing interpretation of Flowers in Springtime Polka. And now we'll hear from Ben as he takes on Mozart's Violin Concerto.
Ben's rendition is just, well, awful. Why? Because Ben's using a banana for a violin bow.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Because when it comes to violin bows, bananas don't really work. But they could help you become a better violin player. When part of a healthy diet, eating fruits packed with potassium and other nutrients, like bananas, could help your muscles work better for you, which is great for violin playing, or anything else you want to play. So when it comes to making music, bananas can be rather instrumental after all. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right! It's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage! With audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music, which always matches a particular different weekly theme. And this week, it's the Welcome Back to School special. So, we started off that last set with the Stone Temple Pilots, an art school girl. And then we heard from a local band, a local music project consisting mostly of just one person. But oh boy, did he do a great job. Yes, that was Land of the Loops, a track called Welcome from the Bundle of Joy CD. And it really is a bundle of joy. And then we heard a very cool Pink Floyd cover, a New Machine. And that was performed by Floyd Head from the Floydian Propulsion Project. After that, we heard from the Beach Boys and Be True to Your School. And then Marcy Playground, St. Joe on the School Bus. And then another pretty cool cover, John 5, an instrumental version of Welcome to the Jungle, the Guns N' Roses song. And then a public service message called School Concert from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. And backing me up right now is our third selection from Rahim Al-Hajj's Letters from Iraq, and this is called Running Boy. So we got about 15 minutes left, and in that time, I think we're going to start off with, well, a Japanese artist. We've played, how many? Well, this is Pizzicato 5, and you know, they're such a great band, and they precisely match this theme of ours with a couple of songs this evening. So we're going to take advantage of another one of them. And we're also going to be hearing from the Scofflaws and Joe Walsh and Leonard Cohen in this next relatively short set, because we're going to wind things up around 10 o'clock or so, because that'll be the end of the show. But first, here's Pizzicato 5 once again. Teacher's Pet.
Teacher's Pet.
Where did you learn that? In reform school?
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, why don't you stand up and take those shorts off for me?
Thank you.
15-year-old Anthony Latour may not have been rapping Young MC's "Off to the Principal's Office I Go," but that's exactly where he ended up when school officials found out he was writing violent rap lyrics.
Listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. Our theme this evening, well, it's been the Welcome Back to School special. And that was Joe Walsh. And Welcome to the Club from his anthology, Look What I Did. And before that, we heard from the Scofflaws and College Student. And we began that somewhat short set with Pizzicato 5, the Japanese band, and Teacher's Pet. Backing me up right now is, once again, Rahim Alhaj, and this is Letter 5. From the Letters from Iraq CD. And I just can't stop raving over what a nice little multimedia package this whole production is. And thanks again to Joanne Kesey, who will be back next Friday here with Celtic Dusk at 6 p.m. So, we've got just like 3 minutes left, and, well, one thing that I want to do first is, in case you didn't already know it, one of the things that I do is I volunteer as the public service director here, and in case you hadn't noticed, we don't play commercials. We're a non-commercial radio station, and instead we play public service messages, and WMFO DJ Chris Major, who's also a Somerville firefighter. Actually, he's more than that. He started off as a firefighter. And now he's actually chief of operations for the whole Somerville Fire Department. Basically, the number two guy right behind the fire chief. And he found or suggested some new public service messages from the Massachusetts Fire Department Service. No, the Department of Fire Services. So the first thing I'm going to do as we finish off the show here is to play you a public service message from the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services. Just testing out that everything got installed correct. And then, as I mentioned earlier, you know, that Paul Simon song, Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard? Well, there are so many cool cover versions of that, and I'm going to play you one of them. And then that's going to be the end of the show. Savoir Faire is not coming in. He's got a birthday, and he's expected to come back next week. And I'll turn things over to our robotic DJ, Rick Deckard, after all that. But thanks so much for